Okay, we're about to begin a new malacha today. That's the malacha of Lisha. So there's a major machlekes at Tanoim. Whenever we speak about the malacha of Lisha, as to what precisely, what moment in time is Lisha violated. So we're going to see this is important both on the level of the Raisa and on the level of the Rabbana, in the sense of we have to first understand what the malacha is all about. And then we're going to have to plug in this machlekes at Tanoim, which seems to resurface around Masech HaShabbos, on the level of the Rabbana, the sense of the Gemara talks about a few different places of doing different shinuyim to permit malachas lisha. So we have to understand exactly when this, what kind of a shinuy, when the shinuy is going to take place. So in order to understand really the ramifications of lisha, we have to really start at the very beginning. That's in the Yudches Siman Aleph. So the Gemara quotes a braisa on the top of Yudches Siman Aleph. Tisanya echad nosim zekemach becha nosim esamayim ha'achar en chayav de Rebbe. The Rebbe holds that the malacha of lisha can be violated if one guy puts it in the kemach, I put in the flour, and then Jonathan comes and puts in the water. Just at the moment of nesina samayim, so the nesina samayim is going to be chayav b'shem lisha. That's the sheet of Rabbi. Rabbi Yossi Omer, usually presented as Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda Omer, eino chayav ad shigavol. Just the nesina samayim does not constitute an act of lisha. It's only considered to be lisha if a person is magaba. What does magaba mean? To mix it together, to move it around, you know, to make a mush out of it. Then and only then is one actually chayav for lisha. So a technical detail, what moment in time is the solid and the liquid considered to be ma'urav yachat to the point to violate malachas lisha, according to Rebbe, either it is seen as a mayim, according to Yosef Yehuda, you need the latest stage, the stage of gibel. One thing that both of the Tanoim agree to clearly is that the malach of lisha is only violated if there's some kind of an iru between the two things. It means if you take a solid, you take a liquid, and the two mamash have nothing to do with each other, they don't combine together at all, so that's for sure not considered to be lisha. The only Rebbe held you don't need such a serious mixing together to get to that point. And even according to Rebbe, something happens in Nesina Samayim, something in the Metzias happens in Nesina Samayim. Biyosi just tells it's not enough, but everybody agrees that if you have a solid and a liquid, and mamish zero happens, so that's for sure not considered to be lisha. That's what the post will point out, and that's quite clear. Let's say a person has a salad, you have tomatoes and lettuce, and you pour some salad dressing on the salad. So why do you say that's called lisha? Because you're taking a solid, you're taking a liquid, and you're mixing them together. So when you bring magabal, mamish stirring it together, that's called lisha. That's a joke. Because lisha only means when the liquid causes the different particles of the salad to become a gushecha, to become one unit, that's considered to be lisha. When your mamash is accomplishing something with the nesina samayim, when you're accomplishing something with the gibel, but just spreading liquid on top of the salad, which doesn't cause the salad pieces to become dabek biyachad, that's bechol not considered to be malachas lisha. That's a double pashut. Remember once we had a big argument about the famous coleslaw, the famous Sobolevsky coleslaw, that we used to live in the Heights, so we had somebody came over Friday night, and my wife was making coleslaw. She was throwing in some mayonnaise into the coleslaw. So the guy said, "I think that's a problem of lisha." So he said, "I don't think it's a problem of lisha." I said, "I think it's the same as putting salad dressing on top of the tomatoes." So he was telling no. He said he thought that it was more dovek, that the mayonnaise is mamish causing the pieces of cabbage to stick together. So I said, "Okay, maybe, right? I don't know." So we'll bring it as a test tomorrow. So he was walking around the Beis Medrash on Sunday, next day. He was walking around the Beis Medrash. I think he brought some to Rabbi Shechter, he brought some to Rabbi Willig. He was trying to show them what they thought that they got. So you have to go, each coleslaw is a different, you can't pass it on my coleslaw, your coleslaw. It's an individualized coleslaw, Shiloh. That if you put in a lot of, if you make the piece of cabbage very little and you put in a lot of mayonnaise, taka maybe in hanami, maybe really it will be dovek together. So I don't know, it's an individualized question. I still think the coleslaw is worth it. But from then on, my wife stopped making the coleslaw challenge because this guy was very, very crazy. He was telling everyone to Michal Shabbos, so he didn't know what to do. I still stick to my guns. I still question. Anyway, so let's say I have the other situation. Let's say I have a scenario where you have a solid and a liquid are mixed together, but the liquid, not only does it not draw the solid together, but the solid becomes mamish bottled to the liquid, becomes dissolved in the liquid. Let's say you put... make coffee and Shabbos. You make hachoch and Shabbos. Forget about the bishlish. It's just down the fact that you're taking a powder and putting it into a liquid. So should that be a problem of lisha? So it's liquid and a solid together. So it doesn't make a joke also, because it's not considered to be lisha, because the liquid is not drawing the pieces of the solid together. If you care, the little solid pieces are becoming losing their whole entity in the liquid. So that's also not considered to be lisha.
How do you define what's a bar kibble? What's a lot?
We didn't even talk about Lama Gibuya. We're just reading the Gemara. We just read the Gemara in the Fichas. We have Machlokes Tanoim when the point of Elisha is. So we're just making an observation that the Tanoim aren't questioning the fact what the basic Mahus of the Malach of Elisha is. Everybody agrees that Elisha means you have to use the liquid to combine the pieces of salad to becoming one unit. They're just having a technical detail at one point in Metzias HaDvarim or in the Halachic HaDvarim, when does that happen? But I'm just saying that the observation of the posting is that if you're lacking in that liquid combining the pieces of salad, so that's for sure not considered to be leisure. So that's why the case of the salad dressing is not leisure. In the case of the shochet tahal is also not leisure. The Chazon Ish had a little bit of a pickbook. The Chazon Ish speaks about when you make the chocolate powder in the milk. So if the powder really dissolves properly, so that won't be a problem of leisure. But sometimes the clumps of chocolate remain on the bottom. Sometimes we bite the clumps of chocolate. I remember I was teaching in Stern a few years ago, so I quoted this idea from the Chazon Ish. So I asked this by show of hands, when they make chocolate milk. So who likes the clumps of chocolate? So half the girls raise their hand. That's kashmak. That's the real sweet part of the thing. So they like this clump. I don't know. I thought that's just a sign that it's cheapy powder that doesn't mix well. So I guess in Bnei Brak didn't have such high quality chocolate milk. But in Nesli's chocolate milk, so the stomach, I don't know, does the clumps, you have clumps then?
No? You don't mix it well, the clumps.
You don't mix it well, good. I mean, the cheap brands, but some even if you try to mix it very well, it won't mix too well. I don't know, not sure. So the folks we generally make when they're making these kinds of drinks, so the person not interested in making the clubs, he wants the powder to be dissolved, that's not considered to be leisha. So again, those are the examples what's not leisha, but we're learning Yilchas, we want to figure out what is leisha. So we have Machlokes tonight, but we really have to, hopefully we have to try to analyze Rebbe Shita and Rebbe Yosef Yehuda Shita. It behooves us to do this because it happens to be Machlokes Rishon when we pass on the Halacha. So let's take a look at Rebbe Shita first. So Rebbe says that just the Nesinus Amayim is considered to be Lisha. So what does Rebbe mean by that? Does Rebbe mean that Nesinus Amayim is the only point of Lisha? Or does Rebbe mean that there are different stages of Lisha? You can be Chayav for a Nesinus Amayim, then you can also be Chayav for a Gibul. Because Rebbe says that Ha'achar and Chayav, he doesn't mean to say that that's the end of the Lisha story. Well, let's say there are three people. One guy puts the Kemah, one guy puts the Mayim, the other guy does the Gibul. So it could be that Rebbe holds that the Megabel is also going to be Chayav. Maybe no. Maybe Rebbe holds that there's only one point in Halacha of Lisha, and that's the Nesinus Amayim. And after the Nesinus Amayim, maybe we can make up a new principle called En Lisha Chalisha. So this is an issue that the Be'er Halacha raises. So the Be'er Halacha is very, very convinced and tries very hard to convince you that Rebbe, when he said that the Nesinus Amayim is Chayav, so Rebbe didn't mean to say that that's the only time that you're Chayav. He meant to say a Chumra, that you also Chayav, but Avada, the Megabel is going to be Chayav. Belacha is receiving your raya from the fact that the halacha is that a person could be chayav alisha for what the Gemara calls different stages. The Gemara calls lost. The Gemara speaks about the katif and orech, so something to do with the putting the bread into the oven. So orech means something along the lines, again, I haven't baked that often, means something along the lines that you take the dough and you make it in such a way that it's set into the oven properly, so that's also considered to be a balach of Elisha. So comes the Be'alach and says, how can the Gemara say that a orech is chayav mishum lash if it's already nilosh, if it was already megubal? It means the Bryce, the Gemara quotes a Bryce that it says that a lash be'akatek be'orech is chayav. So you see clear from this Bryce that there is no principle of a lisha achar lisha. Just because you violated Elisha on the original Gibul doesn't prevent you from violating Elisha on the later stages as well. So you see clear from this Gemara that there's no din of Elisha ach Elisha. Why is that? Why top is there no din of Elisha ach Elisha? So this goes a throwback that we spoke before, that just as by Ein Bishul ach Bishul, which is the only Gemalacha that the Gemara ever has the claw. The Ma'amar was only a Taisus Rid, and by Taichin it was a Machlokes Rishonim. The only Gemara, the only Malacha the Gemara really has the cloud of Ein Zachazah was only by Bishol, and even that cloud we saw there are some exceptions to the rule. There are some Rishonim will hold that if the second Bishol greatly changes or greatly improves upon the first Bishol, so Tachayesh Bishol Achav Bishol. The Rambam was the classic example of this. The Rambam says that if the first Bishol was only done to Michael Ben Jusai, so the second Bishol will be Chayav Der Isaac because the first Bishol wasn't Nigmar yet. So says the Be'er Halacha, just as by Ochus Bishol, you have this idea that Ein Bishul Achav Bishul, yeah, but if the second Bishul greatly improves the first Bishul, there's Yesh Bishul Achav Bishul. So who did not? By Losh, if the second Lisha does something above and beyond that the first Lisha does, so you are going to be chayav for the second Lisha. So that's what the Be'alach says. That's the shot in Halosh, Ha'orev, Ha'makatne, Ve'orev, that each one of those stages improves greatly upon the previous ones. It says the Be'alach, so we can extrapolate from that din, if Madach, if you already did Gibel, and now doing a more and more impressive, more improved form of Gibel is going to be b'chayav you. So Kavachomer, according to Rebbe, when you take flour and put it together with water, you don't begabel it. So true, that's technically Lisha, but give me a break. It's not very good. It's not very not very powerful. It's not so gavaldic. So comes the Be'alach and says that if Aricha is improvement over Lisha, so Kavachomer Gibel is an improvement over Nesina Samhayim. So says the Be'alach, he thinks that according to Rebbe, that the Nesina Samayim is chayav, that's only the first stage of the Lisha process, but the Gibel for sure is going to be chayav. And the Chazanish disagrees with this Be'alach. The Chazanish says, no. He says he doesn't think that we can compare from the case of Lisha to Aricha, that Aricha says is a unit in of itself. That's considered to be something significant, that's considered to be an improvement of the original Lisha. Masha NK may be going to Rebbe, maybe the Gibel, the relationship between Gibel to Nesina Samayim, is not considered to be a new Lisha. Maybe, so it's hard to bring a Raya, so it's not like it's to be Be'alach of the Chazanish.
How could
you ever be chayav for the second one if the first one was already done? How could the mekate for the orech ever be chayav?
So you just have something where before Shabbos it's already a certain form, and you do the second law. No, so how could you be chayav?
It was already, let's say something was cooked from before Shabbos and you cooked it on Shabbos and you're not chayav. What's the etims of ever being chayav for that? So the halacha, as you see from here, that basically any shach lisha doesn't really apply. And they say it's not true. That was a special thing because those processes are unique. But we don't want to focus too much on Rebbe because most shem don't pass like Rebbe. We want to focus more on Yosef Rebbe Yehuda. So Yosef Yehuda tells us enochayva chir gavel. So the chayav, one could raise a shaila, a fundamental hakira, as to what's pshat of Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Yehuda. Yosef Yehuda tells us that you're enochayv achir gabel. So what does this mean? So does it mean that Rabbi Yosef Rebbe Yehuda holds that Nesina Samayim is not considered to be Malachas Lisha v'chlal? It's not called a Lisha. You didn't violate Lisha by doing Nesina Samayim. Or no, that basically Rabbi Yosef Rebbe Yehuda also agrees to Rabbi that Nesina Samayim is meaningful, that there is a concept of labeling Nesina Samayim as Lisha. Elohim. He didn't finish the job, so it's like a chatzi malacha. There's a plow on the Shabbos. You have to do a complete malacha. You do say half baked malacha, no pun intended. So that's not considered to be a done malacha. So Rabbi Yosef Rebbe Yehuda doesn't disagree fundamentally with Rebbe that the Nesina Samayim is considered to be a moment of lisha. It does have a shame lisha on it, but it only has a shame mitzvah malacha on it. So therefore, Rabbi Yosef Rebbe Yehuda says you can't nail you for the chiyuv katas yet, because you didn't quite finish the job. So my nefkamina, it sounds like semantics. My nefkamina, whether the longest of Rabbi Yosef Rebbe Yehuda is that Nesina Samayim is garnished, or whether Nesina Samayim is a mixed malacha. So the nefkamina is going to be obvious. Let's say you have a situation, type of Elisha, which doesn't lend itself to Gibel. So what would Rabbi Yosef Rebbe Yehuda say about such a act of Nesina Samayim? So if you go with the first mahalach, that Rabbi Yosef Rebbe Yehuda holds that by definition, if you look up in Webster's dictionary, Elisha means Gibel. Nothing more, nothing less. So then, Nesina Samayim. So what? You can't do this. You can't do Gibel. So what does that have to do with the price of the challenge? You can't do Gibel, so you don't do Gibel. So, but Nesina Samayim is not going to become a malacha by default. Whereas, if you hold that Rabbi Yosef Yehuda agrees to Rabbi that Nesina Samayim is meaningful, is considered a potential time of lisha. The only reason why we not mechayev you in a normal Nesina Samayim is because of the technical quirk that it's chaser. The gemar malacha. It's only a mixus malacha. So the men remember that it's going to be chaser. That's only if there's a possibility to do gibel. But if there's time and no possibility to do gibel, so then we even Rabbi Yosef Rebbe Yehuda will agree to Rabbi that Nesina Samayim alone does constitute a malacha. So this is basic lum. This is basic hakira with the shittas Rabbi Yosef Rebbe Yehuda. This is clearly the issue that the Gemara is discussing. At the Rishonim end up having a machlekes halacha now. The Gemara throws out in Dav Yuches Amud Aleph. That Amalei Abayi V'duma Ad Kam L'Chom Rabbi Yosi Ela B'Kemach T'Bagi B'Hu Aval D'Yol V'La B'Gi B'Hu Ema L'Chayim. So Abayi has the following suggestion, that maybe Rabbi Yossi only said that you only chayav at the point of gibel. That's only something like kemach, which is a bar gibel, which is shayach, which is subject to being megubal. If you have something like dio, like the making of ink, or other types of afer, the Gemara suggests mixing ashes together with water. So things which, even if you mix them together, they really won't clump together altogether. Even the mixing will never really, the gibel doesn't really improve, doesn't really change all that much from the point of Nesina Samayim. So maybe even Rabbi Yossi will agree to Rabbi that Yechayev and Nesina Samayim. That's quite a chiddush. So that which Abayi said, Abayi Abayi Bedilma, was only a havim. It was a suggestion, it was a suffix that Abayi had, that Abaye is clearing this Hakira. Sometimes, you know, we ask the Hakira, we think that we made up the Hakira. He has Mamash Demaroyma of the Hakira. That Abaye said that maybe, Kenzai, it could be that Rabbi Yossi agrees, Rabbi Yossi agrees, that Yechayev and Nesina Samayim. Why? Because Abaye is neither to say that the pshat, the beer, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda is, not that he denies Nesina Samayim as being totally meaningless, but rather he holds that it's only a Mixas Malacha. So it's a Mixas Malacha that, Lu Yitzu, there is no Gemara. Not shayach to be megavel, so then you can be chayach for Nesina Samayim alone. The problem is, does Abaye's statement stand? So here on Daf Yud Ches, the Gemara leaves it a little bit hanging. The Gemara tries to bring rice from rices, but Efer offer and gets a nushi off of Efer. It's all submission. The Gemara never really, never totally concludes whether Abaye's svar is correct or not. Let's not forget, it was only Abaye's meduma. He wasn't convinced that it was true either. It was a possibility. So the other Gemara that readdresses this issue is the Gemara that the Hamad days. Gemara quotes a machlekes Matanoim about morson, about putting water on top of morson. Morson is some kind of a stuff that the animals are going to eat. It's the bran part of something, the bad part of the grain that the animals are going to eat. So the Gemara quotes Machlokes HaTanoim whether you're allowed to put water on top of the morson and Shabbos or not. So the Gemara says that according to Rebbe, that's for sure a problem, because according to Rebbe, just the Nesina Samayim is a problem. So putting water on top of the bran, let's say putting water on top of the flour. So that's Mamash Nesu Deraisa. But according to Rebbe Yehuda, so that should be okay, because at least not in Deraisa. Because according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, that Nesina Samayim is not really the rice to Katan Melisha, so Lachar should be a rice. So the Gemara here also throws out the possibility on Daf Kuf Nun Hei Amud Beis. So the Gemara says, Amar Abayim, Risa Kamei Demar, Masnisin Mani, Va'amali, as the same Abayi talking, he asked his Rabbi Rabba, who's the Tan in the Mishnah who says that you're allowed to put water on the Morsan? So Va'amali, he said Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, he decided, Yechon Nesim Ezekev, Echon Nesim Ezekev, Echon Nesim Ezekev, Echon Nesim Ezekev, Echon So comes Abai with the same Dilma, Ad Khan Lokam Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda Hassan, Ela Kemach Dabai Gibulu, about Morsan Dala Bar Gibulu, Afil Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda Maida. So Abai jumped on his Rabbi and Rabbi and says, no, how can you be Mavdir to put water onto Morsan according to Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, since Mayan and Morsan is a La Bar Gibul? So for care, even Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda should be Mavdir when it's a La Bar Gibul, that it's a problem. So this is Abai. Abai Kufin Haman Bey is Abai Lashitasu and Daf Yud Ches. We had this chiddush b'das of Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, so Rabbah rejected it. Lo savadait, that Rabbah told him that he's wrong. The side of Hedya ain't knows the man the morson. Rabbi Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, I mean knows the man the morson. Mamish black and white. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda holds that you can't be no saint mayim the morson. So these are the two sukkahs that the Rishonim try to resolve. What in a nefet ches, the Gemara doesn't reject Abaye. The Gemara does present that possibility that mode the Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda on something which is a lav bar gibel, that it would be nisid deraisa just with nisid samayim. So nefet ches, Abaye is having the nisid to stand. The Gemara doesn't reject it. Whereas nefkuf nuhem ubeis, the Gemara basically rejects it. The Gemara says that according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, who himself was matir, the only way to explain it is to say the reason why it's mutter is because it's a lav bar gibel. So therefore, the sinas ma'am is going to be mutter. There is no gibel to speak of. So therefore, it's going to be mutter. So you have mamash machlekes, major steer in sugyas. This is Abaye's svara correct. What does Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda have to say? That means the lav bar gibel. So this was a major machlekes Rabbi Shainim, how to resolve these two gemaras. So the Tosis and Rabbi Yehuda and Alf is bothered with this kasha. The Tosfos asks that here the Gemara seems to assume that if it's a labar gibel, so it's going to be worse. And there the Gemara says otherwise. So basically, Tosfos says that when the Gemara says that Morrison is a lot of Ragibul, the Gemara didn't really mean it. The Gemara meant that it's not as feasible to be Megabel as Kemach, but it still is such a little bit of a Bargibul. It's something which is Eino Bargibul Mamish Megamre. Hakol Mikokol totally doesn't clump together with the liquid of the salad by doing Gibul. So Tysus assumes that Inochinam, the Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, would be molded that that's a problem. So according to Tosfos, Tosfos took Abai Shita Dakar Tesla Maskano. According to Tosfos, that the correct beer in Rabbi Yosef Yehuda is that Nesinas Amayim is significant in Halacha. It's only ignored when there is a possibility for Gibul. If there's no possibility for Gibul, then it's a real problem. So Tosfos comes out with Chumrah. So even if we're going to pass like Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, it's only going to help us if it's immediate debar gibul. So if it's the la bar gibul, then you have to create. And the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam says that according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda says that eino chayav ben shiagavol. That means all the time. It means imamish eino chayav ben shiagavol. There's no such thing as being chayav ben nesinus amayim, because the Rambam apparently held that the Gemara that Fiches was rejected in the end. Since on Kufnu and Hamad days, the Gemara quotes a brisa that Rabbi Yosef was mahatir nesinus amayim l'soch morson. So at the end of the day, the whole sugya that Fiches falls by the wayside. So this is a major machlokes that we show. Bidas, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. What is the maskana sitvar? What does Rabbi Yosef Yehuda hold the maskana on something which is not a bar gibul? According to Tosfos, it's an issa deraisa to put mayim and a lot of bar gibul together. And according to the Rambam, it's either het agam or at least not a problem in the Torah. So this machlokes that we show and what the maskana sitvar is, bidas, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. So it has to be analyzed in light of the sugya in Maseches Beitza. That's really the sugya I want to speak about today, to understand the sugya properly in light of this machlokes that we showed him. The Gemara speaks about if a person has an oven on the Yom Tov, and he wants to close up some of the cracks in the oven. So what materials is he able to do this with? So what's the problem altogether? You're allowed to cook on Yom Tov. You're allowed to cook on Yom Tov. You're not allowed to fix your oven on Yom Tov. So fixing your oven on Yom Tov is considered to be the pashtus, is considered to be machshir echol nefesh. So what's the din of machshir echol nefesh? So the Gemara says in Maseches Beitza that machshirin usually means that you're not dealing with the echol nefesh itself, you're dealing with the preparations for the echol nefesh. Like you're fixing the knife, you're fixing the oven, you're fixing the refrigerator. So machshirin motor en Yom Tov ana. So according to the Chachamim, machshirin arasa min ha-Torah Yom Tov, but the Torah was only ma'atir echol nefesh itself, not the machshirin. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, it depends that if it's machshirin she'ef shalasas mebi'al yom, if it was, let's say, you knew the knife was broken on Erev Yom Tov and you didn't fix it, so that's also min ha-Torah to fix on Yom Tov. Because if the knife broke on Yom Tov, so then presumably it's going to be mutter pashas dikon chachiva, according to Rabbi Yehuda. How did the world of Rabbi Yehuda know that? So the Gemara is out from Sukkim, because it says, hu l'vavi yosel lachem. So there's a contradiction in terms. So lachem means whatever you need, l'chol tzachechem, whatever you need to do is mutter on Yom Tov. Whereas hu levada sounds like a meal. That no, not everything. Only ochel nefesh, yeah, but machshirin no. So how do you resolve the contradiction? So comes up and says that the difference is that lachem l'chol tzachecha means machshirin which are iyashem mibiyal yom. Whereas hu levada means if it was able mibiyal yom, then you're not allowed to do it. That distinction the Rabbi Yehuda has between efshem mibiyal yom and iyashem mibiyal yom, this is not something that's new just to machshirin ochel nefesh. This is something that we find in other areas of Allah. Also, we found it in Mila B'Shabbos. Those who learned with us, Rav Elazar Mila this past summer. So the halacha is that Mila is mutter on Shabbos. Mila B'Mashmini is Lecha Shabbos. So the Gemara says that the Mila itself is Lecha Shabbos, but the Machshirin, which are Efshim B'Yal Yom, you could have prepared the night from beforehand, but you could have called the Mel. The Mel could have driven beforehand, so that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. That's in Ezra. Right, so Rav Elazar disagrees. Rav Elazar holds that's Takamutar on Shabbos. So we pass it again. So we pass it to Machshiri Mila, Shevshim Nivyal Yom Arasu. Let's say Machshiri Kubur Pesach. Kubur Pesach is Lecha Shabbos. But let's say the person forgot to bring the animal. So he wants to go home and carry the animal to the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. So he's not allowed to do that. That's called Machshiri Shevshim Nivyal Yom. So this is a recurring theme in Halacha, that what could have been prepared beforehand has to be prepared beforehand. So getting back to the story, the Gemara says in Maseches Beitza that the fixing oven on Yom Tov is potentially a problem. So if you want to plug up the oven with dirt or something, so you have to be very careful, because the preparation of the dirt to plug up the oven could potentially be a problem of Elisha, a problem of Elisha, with Araisa. If you can take the the dirt, you're going to take water, you're going to make a paste, you're going to make a mush or something to plug up the holes of the oven, so that you're potentially violating the malacha of Elisha. And again, it's machshir in Kenzayit, machshir in She'er Shalasas, Bebiyod Yom, so you have a problem. So the Gemara says, yeah, it's not a problem, it's not a serious problem. The Gemara says that kitma shari, what does kitma mean? It means ashes. You take ashes and you use ashes to plug up the holes, so then you're home free. So the question is, why is that? Why is taking the ashes going to be mutter? So according to those Rishonim who held that we pass in like Rabbi Yosef Rebbe Yehuda number one. And number two, not only do we pass in like Rabbi Yosef Rebbe Yehuda, but we pass in like the lenient version of Rabbi Yosef Rebbe Yehuda, the kulik version of Rabbi Yosef Rebbe Yehuda, that whenever it's not shayach to do gibel, then by definition there's no issur derais involved, because according to the Rambam sheet, or Rashi happens all this way, that esinus hamayim according to Rabbi Yosef Rebbe Yehuda is meaningless, and gibel is not physically shayach, it's not tough to do it. So when Meila, you have something which is a lot by gibel, so you're going to be home free, getting green light, it's going to be mamashet agomu, there's going to be no issur at all involved. So that's exactly how Rashi teaches up the sugya of the beitza. You want to know what kitma shari? The Rashi says kitma shari because it's a lav bar gibel. It's a lav bar gibel. So that conjures up the image of Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. Efer is kitma, so Efer the Gemara says that Yudchas is a lav bar gibel. So it's a lav bar gibel. So you're not chayav for the sinas amayim, and you're not going to be chayav for the gibel either, because there is no gibel to speak of. So this is the way Rashi learned Pshat in the Gemara about Kitma. This is probably how the Rambam is going to learn Pshat as well. So obviously there are other Rishonim who clearly cannot learn this way. The most obvious one being who? Tosfos can't learn this way. Tosfos jumps in that class and says, that's crazy, it can't be the right Pshat. Because for Kerem, it's immediately Lav Bar Gibel, so you don't even need Gibel, just the mere mixing of the ashes with the water is going to be a problem. So according to Tosfos Pshat, Fakir is worse. According to Tosfos Pshat, Kitma should be a Nisr Deraisa, not only according to Rebbe, but even according to Rabbi Yosef Rebbe Yehuda. So Tosfos Taka has a problem. So Tosfos says, on Daf Yud Ches, Kliyesh Lafarish Kitma Shari below Mayim, Lishra Katamir Sviva, the Kamash Mulam, the Logos Vinashem Yigab Liyotiv. So Tosfos says, on Korchach, you have to learn a different Pshat of Metzias, what Kitma is. That Kitma is not mixing the ashes with water. Kitma is just taking the ashes. Is taking the ashes and just plugging up the holes, plugging up the cracks. So what do you need a Gemara to say that's mutter? Why would anyone think that that's asur? So Tosus has to now fetch out of it. Why would you have thought that it's asur? Tosus says, Mastama, one would have made a gezeira. We would have thought to make a gezeira that if you're going to permit you to do kitma, the next thing you do, you're going to do ugibu, you're going to take dirt and mix it with water, or you're going to take ashes and then put water on the ashes, so that's a gezeira. So I would have made such a gzera kamash below the Gemara that Kitma Shari. So Tosfos has to really revamp the Metzias Advarim just to explain away, because Tosfos was stuck. Tosfos could not have learned the way Rashi and the Rambam learned. That's talking about just taking ashes and water, because ashes and water would be in a Sina Samayim, which would be in Issa Derais according to Rabbi Yosef Rebbe Yehuda. So other Rishonim. We'll get there in a second. So other Rishonim like Rashi and the Rambam's Metzias that kitma means that you are taking ashes and water together, but they didn't like Rashi and the Rambam's view of Advarim, because they thought that it was incorrect just to be matter based on the lenient version of Yosef Rebbe Yehuda. That they didn't like, so they were trying to have the cake and eat it. They're trying to learn Rashi and Rambam's Metzias Pshat in what kitma means. And the tapa does mean flour, it does mean the ashes and water. On the other hand, they didn't want to commit themselves to Rashi and Rambam's maskan in terms of lisha. So where does that put them? So different rishonim have different nuances how to solve this problem. So the Rashba says that. You really have to go back to the very beginning when we introduced this Gemara about Kitma. So we raised the question, why is this a problem altogether? So you're fixing the oven on Yom, a big deal. Fixing an oven is like it's very whole nefesh, shouldn't that be mutar? So we said, Al-Korachim, and the fact that the Gemara is having the discussion about Gibel altogether, why wasn't the Gemara matar straight out Gibel on Yom to fix the oven? So obviously the Gemara was treating this as Machshirei Echol Nefesh, so Machshirei Echol Nefesh are also. We'll get there. So clearly, the fact that the Gemara is even addressing these issues, even presenting this as a problem that has to be solved, it's clear that the Gemara was treating this as machshirin, and the Gemara is treating it as machshirin, which even according to Rabbi Yehuda, are going to be awesome. So first of all, says the Rashba, we have to pass the Rabbi Yehuda. Leave with the Yevus, we pass the Rabbi Yehuda. Now, we're not supposed to tell you that, because the Gemara says in Beitza that it's halacha being Murray King. Sometimes, most of the time, you have halacha, so you're supposed to tell people what halacha is. And sometimes you're not supposed to be mefarsim what halacha is. You're supposed to tell people a chumra. Why? Because we're afraid that if we tell people a certain kula, so they're going to be mezalzel on the kula. So the Gemara gives us as an example. This is one of those halachas, halacha being Murray King. Because if we tell people that Mashir and Amutar, as long as it's Iyasha and Bibi Al-Yom, what's going to happen? So people are going to say, well, it was Iyasha, we couldn't have done it. It wasn't possible, even though the reality may be, maybe it was Iyasha and Bibi Al-Yom. So we're afraid it's going to lead to the Zilzul, and the line of demarcation is so fine between something being Asam in a Torah and being Mutar, that the Chabim created this new category called Halacha V'Yayin Morin Ke. That's what the Gemara tells the story, that one of the Amoraim saw another Amora. He was fixing up the knife. A knife had gotten ruined on Yom Tov. It has a begim in it, so he can shech with it. So he was fixing it up on Yom Tov. So the Amar asked him, "What's pshat? Are you fixing it up because you hold like Rabbi Yehuda? Are you fixing it up because you hold that it's maybe you're just a little sharpening it? Maybe it's not really tikkun kli anyway." So I'm saying, "Yeah." The Gemara never really answered. The other Amara shrugged him away. He didn't want to answer that he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, because you're not supposed to tell people that. If people check you, how do you pass? You're supposed to say, don't do machshirin. You don't want to tell the Olam that they should do machshirin on Yom Tov. So I'm officially not telling you this. So it's not a psalm. We just have to learn the sugya. If I won't tell you the Yemes of the sugya, then we're not going to know the halacha. So halacha is the halacha of the American. So, but Lamais is mutter. Being a mikra din is really mutter. So comes the Rashi and says that. In order to be matir, plugging up the oven on Yom Tov, so whereas Rashi and the Rambam and Tosfos were trying to find a scenario that doesn't involve a malacha. Rashi and the Rambam said it's going according to Yosef Yehuda and Sassina Samayim with a little by Gibel. Or Tosfos said it's talking about there's no water there altogether. Says the Rashi, you can take a whole different approach. It means you can create a head there without minimizing it being a malacha, but rather by maximizing its status of machshirin. Namely, don't knock it down to saying what you're doing is not a malacha for some technical reason. Just call it a machshirin she'iyav shalasos mevi'al yom. So lo yitzui that it's machshirin she'iyav shalasos mevi'al yom, and it's not going to be mutter. But how can you do that? But the Gemara just, that same sugya says a minute before, that gibul is also, that you're not allowed to be, you're not allowed to take dirt and water and make a mud paste and close up the grass in the oven. So, Mavashach, is the oven fixable with the Yom or not fixable with the Yom? So says the Rashba, depends which method you're going to use to fix it. So if you use the method of dirt, so then why can't you use the dirt from the Yom if you have dirt available? So mix the dirt and the water before, make this muddy paste, and put it in place on Erev Yom Tov. But, says the Rashba, let's say you don't have available mud. The only way to fix this oven is to use Afer. So you can use Afer and water. So Afer and water is not so stuck. It blows away. It dries up. It's not going to last so long. So says the Rashba, if you want to use the oven 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Yom Tov, if you're going to fill up the cracks from Erev Yom Tov, it's not going to last. This is a very temporary type of a filling, so it's not going to accomplish the trick. So says the Rashba, that's the chiluk between the mud and the ashes. It's not a halachic razzle-dazzle chiluk like the Rashi and the Rambam says, that it's a lav bar gibul, so therefore you're not chayev in the air. And it's not like Tosa said, that in one case there's water, in another case there's no water. No, says the Rashi. The answer is poshut. It's a metzias chiluk that resulted in a halacha. The metzias chiluk is that the mud is efshem mebi'al yom, whereas the ash is efshem mebi'al yom. So that's why it's mutar. So that Gemara has absolutely no relevance to this discussion in terms of Lisha. Ravada to Tosis is right, that's called Lisha. It's an Issa Deraita Lisha, and it's still Mutter because it's Yashem Bibyon Yom. That's the Rashba's title.
So why is Gibel Asr? Why would Gibel be Asr according to the Rashba?
Because that's Yashem Bibyon Yom, because the mud is strong, so the mud you can do in Erev Yom Tov and it won't get ruined. Mashenka, the ash is not feasible to do in Erev Yom Tov because it's going to blow away, it's going to dry up.
I'm doing the Echatim, so you don't have any.
Right, so if you don't have any mud, then the only option you have available is to do the ashes. So the ashes, the ash, and you don't, then it's mutter to do. That's what the Gemara means when it says kitmo. comes the Ran and says that in a certain sense the Rashi was right, that the matir over here is not really going to be the fact that we're not calling it a malacha. The matir, the yisara hefer, is going to be hilchas yomtiv. See, Rashi and Rambam tell us they were hilchas Shabbos men. They were trying to figure out, is this lisha deraisa, not lisha deraisa. So they were working out the details of terms of masechta Shabbos. Whereas the Rashi and the Ran, they were yomtiv men. They were trying to figure out why it is a malacha, it's not a malacha. It doesn't matter. We're going to be matir based on hilchas yomtiv. So the Rashi solved the problem. They call you the Mashir and Shef Shem Bibiyot, Shef Shem Bibiyot. The Ran solved the problem even better. The Ran questioned our entire premise. We started out and we spoke about this fixing the other and Yantiv. So we said that from the fact that the Gemara is discussing the issue of fixing ovens and Yantiv, so it must be that the Gemara is assuming that this is considered to be Mashirin. Because otherwise, the Chayr should be at the Gemara. So comes the Ran and says that original premise is not correct. It says the Ran, fixing an oven on Yom Tov is not really Mashirin, but that could be called Echol Nefesh Mamash. Why is that? So let's say to build an oven on Yom Tov, that would be called Mashirin. To fix a knife on Yom Tov, that's called Mashirin. But says the Ran, where do you draw the line? What's called Mashirin and what's called Echol Nefesh itself? Says the Ran, what's the din? Let's say a person wants to light a fire, say from a pre-existing flame, leaving out the issue of starting new fires on Yom Tov. A person wants to throw a log into the fire on Yom Tov for the purpose of baking his bread. So is that called Machshirin or is that called Echol Nefesh itself? So maybe you could argue that Echol Nefesh only means when you're touching the food itself. When you're not taking the food, putting on the fire, that's called Echol Nefesh. Or kneading the dough, that's called Echol Nefesh. Or being buried with the food, the soil, is that called Echol Nefesh? Maybe if you're not really touching the food, so that's not called Echol Nefesh, that's called Machshir Echol Nefesh. The Ran says that's ridiculous. Nobody ever says such a thing. That's that lighting a fire, starting a fire in Yom Tov, that's not called Machshir Echol Nefesh, that's called Echol Nefesh Mamash. Why is that? So says the Ran, it must be that the Hagdara of what's called Echol Nefesh, in contrast to what's called Machshir Echol Nefesh, it doesn't mean that you're touching the food, you're holding on to the food itself in your hands as you're doing the malacha. No, the hagdara is that if the malacha that you're doing is directly enhancing the food proper, so that's called Echol Nefesh. If the malacha, if your malacha is only resulting in the creation of a kli, the creation of something else, which in turn will improve the food, that's called Machshir Echol Nefesh. Let's say when I sharpen the knife, so my malacha, makom b'patish, I'm taking out the dents, taking out the begimus in the knife. So my malacha, makom b'patish, addressed the knife, and now I have a knife, and that knife is going to be taken and used to shech the animal. That's called machshir echol nefesh. Let's say a pat. If I fix the pot, and the handle fell off the pot, so I screw the handle back in. So I'm fixing the pot, and now I'm going to take that pot and use it to make the food. That's called machshir echol nefesh. When you throw a log into the fire, so that fire that I've just created, even though I didn't touch the food, I'm only touching the log, but that fire that I'm creating, so that havara is going directly into the food. That's my malacha is relating directly to the food because it's now making the food cook better. The more logs in, the better the fire, the better the food is going to cook. So that's called Echol Nefesh itself. So says the Ran, he uses that mashal. It says, my nafkamina, whether I throw a log into the fire, or if I do some other thing that makes the fire work better. What does it mean to make the fire work better? If I close up the holes in the oven, so that's making the oven hotter. So when I have an oven, I have food inside the oven, and now I'm throwing some paste on the sides of the oven. So my nafkamina between throwing another log into the fire, which is called Echol Nefesh Mamash, because my malacha goes directly into the food. When I close up, when I seal up the cracks in the oven, so my malacha relates directly to the food. That's called Echol Nefesh itself. So now the Ran made it so great for us that it's called Echol Nefesh. So what's the problem? So what's the Gemara wasting our time? Why are we spending the last 20 minutes solving a problem? There's no problem. It's Echol Nefesh Mamish. It should be totally mutar. So comes the Ran and says, yeah, you're all right. I mean, I tell you, it should really be mutar. There should be no problems at all. It could be even Efshem b'Yom, maybe Mutar. The Machlokes have shown him that the klal of Efshem b'Yom, that which you have to avoid, the Machshir, which Efshem b'Yom, does that carry over to Echol Nefesh proper? So Rashi is the Machlokes to Ushita, that's the problem we spoke about this Rashi earlier in the year, right? Right, so many of the Rishonim, probably most of the Rishonim, hold at least in the Torah. So if it's Ochel Nefesh Ma'amish, even if it's Efshem B'Yod Yom, it's not a problem. So comes around and says, this is really not a problem. Closing up these cracks in the oven is b'chlal not a problem. It's not a problem in the Torah at all. So why does the Gemara assume that it's a problem? So comes around and makes up a new gezeirah. The gezeirah is that it's nirek imagal p'tladinyan. It looks like you're going to build a house. Because you see a guy, the guy's taking his dirt, and he's mixing it with his water, he's mixing his cement, so like he's making mamish mud. So it looks a little bit like he's going to build his house in Yontem. It doesn't look like he's going to use this mud to plug up the cracks in his oven. So it doesn't look right. It's possible. It doesn't look right. It's a gezeirah midrabbanan that it may come with a chilul Yontem. Because if he's going to build his house in Yontem, that's also not a Torah. There's a Torah that disagrees. Did I quote this verse once? No, they quote this year. It's a Tosfos that says that building a house in Yontem is only nisa derabbanan. Why is it only nisa derabbanan? Because making cheese on Yontem, making cheese is a nisa rabbanan. I don't know if we'll get to later on. We'll get to rabbanan. So making cheese is malachas bonan because you're taking, you're causing the pieces, a little mismuffet, a little curds and whey. You're causing the curds to coagulate to make a structure together. So that's considered to be nisa deraisa of bonan on Shabbos. That's the kasha that everyone has. So if you can't happen to eat cheese, it should be a problem of sosa. So that's a good question. So, well, we'll get to malachas sosa, we've got to figure out the answer to that question. So the Gemara said that making cheese is nisra rabbona. So the Gemara says that making cheese is also in Yom Tov also. So Taisa says that it's only nisra derabbana, because it's a chol nefesh, so it's some kind of nisra derabbana. So Taisa says, if Megabin is also mishum bona on Shabbos, and Megabin is really mutter on Yom Tov min haTorah, why don't we say mitoch on malachas begabin? Why don't we say that mitoch shehutra bone lutzarach u'tenamish lutzarach? Since bone is mutter lutzarach making cheese in Yom Tov min haTorah, so it should be mutter build your house in Yom Tov also. That's Tosfos kasha. So one of Tosfos terutzim is that yeah, nochinami it's tacham mutter min haTorah. You're allowed to build a house in Yom Tov. You can forget about closing off the construction of Cholamayim. You can keep the construction going in Yom Tov also min haTorah. It's at the gomor. But the rabbanon, it's not such a good idea. The rabbanon doesn't look right for Yom Tov. It's a very strange Tosfos. Most of the rishonim I don't think held like this Tosfos. But well, let's assume for now that binyan is also on Yom Tov. It's probably also min haTorah in Yom Tov. So it comes around and says, the guy's megabel titla binyan, that's very bad, that's a tremendous problem with the Rabbanon. Therefore the Chachamim prohibited it, the mixing of the dirt and the water together, the making of the mud, because it's nirik and megabel binyan. That's the premise of the entire sugya. So it comes around and says, so why is kit mashari? So why are the ashes mutter? It says they're not ashes. Whoever heard of somebody building a house with ashes? You're going to mix ashes and water. Why are you going to build anything out of that? So that's not, no one's going to ever in a million years think that you're mixing ashes and water in order to build a house. Ashes, ashes, they all fall down. It's not going to work. So the only thing a person could ever think of doing with mixing in ashes and water is to make this kitma for the purpose of enhancing his oven. So good, that's what he's doing. So it's not a mutter because fixing up the oven is mutter and yantav because that's called achol nefesh mamish. So the Ran is a whole new razzle-dazzle of shot in the Gemara. When the Gemara is contrasting the dirt and the ashes, the Gemara didn't mean to say, like Rashi and the Rambam, that the Gemara is talking about in Hilchos Lisha, that one is Lisha deraisa, one's not Lisha deraisa. The Gemara didn't mean to say like the Rashba. Well, the Gemara didn't mean to say like Tosfos that one's with water, one's without water. The Gemara didn't mean to say like the Rashba, the one's Efshem B'Yod-Yom, one's E-Efshem B'Yod-Yom. No, what the Gemara meant to say is that one of them we have to be afraid is Nirik and Megabel Titla Binyan. In the other case, we don't have to be afraid is Nirik and Megabel Titla Binyan. But says the Rana Nechinami that taking the ashes and the water is Taka Nisad Deraisa on Yontif, but it's Mutter anyway. Why is it Mutter? Because it's Eichel Nefesh, because it's Eichel Nefesh Mamish, because it's enhancing the heat. So the Rashba and the Ran end up at the same point. They both end up saying that, yes, this is a Nisad Deraisa, but it's Mutter anyway because of Uchos Yotif, whereas the Rashba was Mutter based on Machshiri She'ef She'bibyon Yom. The Ran was Mutter based on Eichel Nefesh Mamish. So there are four different Biurim in that Sugi Masechus Beitza. So what's Pshat? What's the hefter of the Kitma? The Kitma Shari, according to Rashi and the Rambam, it's Mutter cause Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, it's a Lav Bar Gibel, so it's at the Gomer. According to Tosfos, who holds that Lav Bar Gibel is worse than a Bar Gibel, so it's Mutter because there's no water there, because it's Eifem Bli Mayim. According to the Rashi, it's Mutter because it's Machshirim She'iyav Shalasas Mebiyog Yom. And according to the Ran, it's Mutter because Minatar, it's always Mutter because it's Ochel Nefesh Mamish. The only reason why it would have been problematic was the gzeira that Rabbanu Shem and Gahabel, and this gzeira doesn't apply on any food which is near a gigibul. So everyone, you saw that Kamar Bates, right? Very simple. Everyone had his down. Right, Yosef? Four pshatim? No? You saw the Kamar Bates? Then you see the Kamar Bates? Who saw the Kamar Bates? Those who saw the Gemara Beitzer, who figured out right away there are four different ways of reading the Gemara. Okay, that's what we're trying to do tonight. So there is one last Ha'ara that a few people are shepherding me with, that what's the problem over here? Why is the Gemara have to come up with some solution? Let's call it Lisha and let it still be Mutter. Lisha ve'elach, everything is Mutter. So the Chai, you see a tremendous Chiddush from this Ram, from the Rashba. You see a Chiddush, take the Rashba first, because he's more beferish. You see a Chiddush from the Rashba, that this din, the Machshirei Ochol Nefesh, which are Efshem Mibi Al Yom, are problematic. That does not only apply to those Malachas where you don't say Mitochlam, let's say like fixing the knife, but it applies even to the Malachas that you should have said Mitochlam. It means Lishas the Malacha Muteris beyond it. So we should have said, Mitoch Shavutra Lisha Vatzarech, Putra Nami Shalom Vatzarech. So the fact that it's Machshir makes it worse. That's an unbelievable Kiddush. That's what you see from this Ram, from this Rashba, that if not for the fact that this particular Lisha was Iyav Shabu Be'al Yom, we would have nailed you, we would have napped you, we would have asked this act of Lisha, even though the Lisha Ve'eloch, Lisha, everything is a freebie, everything is Mutta, Mitoch Shavutra Lisha Vatzarech, Nami Shalom Vatzarech. So you don't say that when you have a machshirei in she'iyav shalasos mevi'el yom. And l'chora, even the Ran agrees to that. Why? Because if the Ran disagreed with the Rashba, so then the Ran did not have to be remagdir what machshirin are. The Ran could have called this machshirin and still be matir and say that it's mutam in Torah, but it's also mitzvah rabbanan because of nira to megabel tzarech binyan. And he could have said his whole tizman, he could have said his whole shtukul Torah to be mechalak between the offer on the one hand and the afer on the other hand, based on everything that he said. The entire shtukul Torah could have gone through by saying that min ha-Torah it's mutter because it's machshirin, min ha-Torah it's mutter because it's lish, and min ha-Elach everything is mutter. It's also min ha-Rabbanan of nirakim megabel, and the afer you don't have the nirakim megabel. Why did the man have to go run to redefine this as calling it as Eichel Nefesh Mamish, which the Rashba properly disagreed? The Rashba held that whenever you don't touch the food itself, that's not called Eichel Nefesh Mamish. So why did the Ran have to redefine this? Because the Ran also held that whenever you have Machshir and She'iyav Shalasas Mevi'el Yom, so whenever you have Machshir, which is Ev Shalasas Mevi'el Yom, so there is no Heter of Lisha Ve'elach. So in the Chari, you see both in the Rashba and the Ran, a tremendous Chiddush in Ochos Yontif that even malachas that you would have normally said mitochan, if it's being done b'taras machshirin, then you forget the rules of mitoch, you forget the rules of elisha ve'elach, and you go back to the klalim of machshirin, and the klalim of machshirin are efshem b'vi'al yom is also efshem b'vi'al yom is that going to be mutter. That's a tremendous chiddush that not everyone agrees to, but b'chor you see klor from the Rashba that way, you see probably from the Ran that way as well. So maybe after tomorrow, we'll have to try to figure out why exactly should that be so. What is it unique about Lisha, or maybe not about Lisha, that somehow the rules of Machshirin override the Klal of Bitoch, number one. And then number two, hopefully we'll go back to Malachas Lisha per se tomorrow, the bulk of this year, to try to figure out what are the ramifications of this Machlengis of the LC Rebutin.